Hi, listening friend. It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2013. Special shout out to Holly and others that are going to the Blue Man Group this Thursday at the State Farm Center. And I'll have a call in for a pair of free tickets at the end of the program. So that's this Thursday, September 19th at the State Farm Center. The Blue Man Group, it's an experience you won't soon forget. Back with us again is Brent Ressler. He's with Small World Connections. Remember that name and website, smallworldconnections.org. Here's Brent.
Reading from Philippians 2, 20 and 21, Paul writes, I have no one else like Timothy, who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. Guys, I just wanted to say that passage for us, for our ministry at Small World Connections, it's really set the tone for our approach to ministry, because I was struck by that a few years ago, that when Paul writes that he only has one guy like that, one guy named Timothy, that he can send and be confident that when he sends this guy, he has their best interests in mind and what matters to Jesus. I thought we should have a whole bunch of Timothys. I thought that a whole network of Timothys, maybe a whole church of Timothys, would be what God has in mind. And so for our ministry, the vision has become that we want to do all we can do to connect that kind of culture, a culture of Timothys who offer themselves to the kingdom without an agenda other than what pleases Christ. What I've seen in the 5 years since we've started Small World is that there are those Timothys out there that are ready, willing, being prompted by the Holy Spirit to offer themselves, offer their piece of the puzzle, if you will, to the picture of what God's creating on that table. And through that, I've seen God do amazing things, not just in the details, like we talked about the football story that I had told last time I was here, but in the hearts of those that they're connecting with. And first of all, for us, our focus is on the relationships with the missionaries, whether they be local, international, wherever, that as these people offer themselves, like Timothy did in Paul's ministry, that when they do that, they build a relationship with the missionaries that they're serving. And that's the thing that brings out needs. That's the area where you start to find out, like you would with your own family, okay, this person has a need. This person has a dream that I can help them get to. Then we build trips, we build plans, anything we need to do to help that happen and facilitate that, that's the goal of our ministry. So it looks different in every one of what we call our target areas. I thought about this the other day. If I was to, go through each one of those with you, which I won't today, but if I went through each of those countries we're serving, each one of them has a completely different scenario as far as what we're doing to help there. And what I love about that is it's because it's not a cookie cutter approach. God's not a God of cookie cutters. He's made each one of us individually separate and unique so that our piece of the body of Christ is needed to fulfill what he wants. And when he wants to accomplish his great commission, what he's given us to do, he's going to do that by all the pieces of the puzzle fitting together. And when we don't offer that piece, guess what? It says in Ephesians that we won't measure up to the full standard of Christ, the full stature of Christ, if you will. And so what we're basically doing is there's big gaping holes that aren't being fulfilled because that piece of the puzzle wasn't offered. So our goal is to do all we can do to help connect that kind of culture.
Now, if you were tuned in yesterday, we kind of laid the groundwork of who Brent Ressler is, how he came to Christ, how God's been at work in his life from an early age, how he met his wife April in high school sweethearts, how they got married, have three children. He's from the Chillicothe area, which is near Peoria. Pastor Jason Schiffo has known him for a number of years and said he's somebody that's in a very strategic ministry. It's called Small World Connections, and you can find out more at smallworldconnections.org, smallworldsconnection.org. But for somebody that maybe missed yesterday's program, which incidentally is archived at greatnewsradio.org, tell us a little more about Small World Connections. I mean, what your goal is and how you started, and then we can talk about some of the ways that our listeners can get involved, or maybe they're going to say, I am that Timothy, but I have these kind of skills. Do you know some missionaries at parts of the world that you can connect me with? So tell me what you do and how people can get involved.
I think one of the best ways to describe what we're doing is we are doing all we can do to help people offer themselves to missions. Now, the way that plays out, like I said earlier, that would be a different scenario in almost every case. One of the best stories, as an example, that we had talked about before we went on the air is a man who has a background in biology. Well, for years he tried to offer his skills and his training in biology and didn't have anybody take him up on that. So when I met this guy, his name's Daryl, we hit it off right away because when we talked, he looked at our ministry and said, you mean you're willing to try and find somebody in the kingdom, in kingdom work, who could use my skills? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what we want, because you're offering something that's unique. There's somebody out there with a unique need. They probably can't find somebody to come and do what you could do for them. And sure enough, within 6 months from that conversation, Daryl was on a plane to the Philippines serving our missionary partners, the Bukers, in Manila. And he provided, you know, a service to them to help them accomplish their goals and their dreams. And he did it through his training in biology.
Yeah, and give that example you were sharing it, because it's kind of like an odd one. But I want our listeners to be thinking, because some might be teachers or speech therapists.
Sure.
Or maybe they have a trade,
yeah.
You know, carpenters, you know, all the carpenters right. know they can go and serve, but like somebody that's a biologist or somebody that maybe crunches numbers or works in an office, I mean, their skills can be used in a, if you will, a plethora of ways.
Sure.
And your goal or your ministry work is talking with all these different missionaries and kind of problem solving. What do you need? What is
right.
the kind of thing? And this circumstance, you knew they wanted something done with fish.
Yeah, well, in this case, one of the parts of their ministry is they build relationships through providing training in livelihood training or organic farming, where the people can grow their own foods. And one of the areas that they do that is they help grow, you know, fish, basically raise fish for either their own family or to sell. Well, they wanted to increase the yield so that these fish would multiply faster, if you will. And they had the problem. They didn't know how to get these fish to do that. Well, when I asked our missionary friend, you know, what could we do to help you? He said, you wouldn't happen to know somebody that could actually, you know, learn how to make fish mate faster. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's a unique question. I've never had anybody ask me that before. And sure enough, you know, put two and two together and thought of Daryl and thought, hey, maybe Daryl could do that. So we connected them and they started to talk. And they found out that Daryl was willing and able to learn the process of taking the pituitary gland out of one fish that multiplies faster and injecting that into the fish that these guys were growing in the, or raising in the Philippines. And sure enough, Daryl learned the process, and he went over there for a two-week mission trip, and he taught these national folks from the Philippines and our missionary partners how to do this so that it helped them accomplish their ministry goals. But here's the flip side that I think is the best part of this. I call it the missing link in short-term missions, at least. It's the relationship that Daryl built with Mike and Natalie Bucher, who are the missionaries. Because now there's an ongoing friendship, an ongoing partnership. I don't need to micromanage that in any way. That's a God thing. That's family. That's the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they meet or they talk, it's not because there's some program that requires them to get together and talk. It's because they're friends. And now any needs the Buchers would have would come out in conversation with Daryl, and then maybe Small World could help in some way if they need resources or something else that we could help with. But if not, we can let that go.
Jason, I'm thinking of somebody that you know well, Dean Ekberg, who's a geologist, and how here's an mm-hmm. individual that has some expertise in an area, and yet the privilege that he got to be matched up. And it sounds like this is exactly what Brett's doing. He's finding people with certain gifts. But tell a little about Dean's example. Here's a geologist that has a lot of skills in drilling and how he's used those in Africa.
Yeah, Dean has a degree in geology, hydrogeology, all these different forms of geology. And I think his background is oil drilling for oil wells. But God put it through his heart through a number of different ways and testimony. And I think you can find his testimony on the archive link at greatnewsradio.org. Through a bunch of things that God did, gave him a picture of clean water in Africa. And so Dean was able to take all his skills and all the things that he has from looking for oil to be able to use that to look for water and be able to provide water, and just came back from a mission trip where he was able to repair some wells, dig some new wells. And Dean's really, his passion is we want to dig deep water wells that sustain, not these little small shallow wells where it looks good, it's a good photo op, it's a good all these things. He wants water that lasts, these deep water wells to sustain and build Kenya through, because water's one of the look, if we don't have water, we don't have life. And let's be honest, that thought and that premise is totally disconnected from us right now, because most of us listening to this program right now turn the water faucet on and then walk away from it while it's still still running. And we don't even know what it means to not have water. So Dean is providing that ministry. And Dean is really, I'm excited, hopefully going to be able to match Brent and Dean up together, because Dean has really had some struggles in finding an avenue to be able to do this, simply because some organizations want so much from you, or some organizations just have a lot of hoops they'd like you to jump through in order to make that happen. And you're like, but God has called me. And there's, I think he and I joked one time that on the application for the missions for some of these organizations, there's never a place where, like, you check the box, God has called me to do this, instead of it's a lot of other information.
So Brent, really, whether it's a geologist, a biologist, a teacher, a speech therapist, you're trying to find people with different gifts, skill sets, and then you also have a lot of missionaries that have different needs. And so right. That's part of your goal is matching them together, getting them connected, and being, if you will, that conduit, that bridge.
Exactly. You know, and I think probably the greatest part of this for me that I've enjoyed the most has been the opportunity for things to be outside the box. And what I mean by that, I mean, it's a common phrase that we use, but literally outside the box in this case means that the box that we have is what we think missions is, or what we think God can do to reach people with the gospel. And the box that we've created has left a lot of people feeling like they don't have anything to contribute to that effort. Oh, I might go to church on Sunday, or I might attend a Bible study, but how could God possibly use what I'm good at or what I enjoy doing? And what I found, and you mentioned earlier that I'm a musician, you know, one thing I've found that I can do is I can offer my music to help raise some funds for different ministries that I care about. And I think sometimes people just need to see it modeled a few times when they start to say that maybe ministry outside the box means that I get to have the joy of offering my piece of the puzzle. And when I offer it, I don't know exactly where it's going to lay down in the puzzle. Think about doing a puzzle with your kids or something. You know, when people do that, they don't know exactly where their piece is going to fit till they lay it on the table and start moving it around and see where it fits. And when it fits, you have that aha moment, don't you, of like, ah, there it is. And maybe the Father, maybe God stands over the table with us, and he guides those pieces. And when it clicks, we look up at our Father and we say, God, you had that plan just like that. So that the picture that we're creating on the table is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And if we hold those pieces, then we're missing out on the opportunity to have that joy of offering ourselves and being part of something bigger than ourselves. And I think, you know, one of the discouraging things for me for years as when I was a pastor was sort of a complacency about living the Christian life. And what I realized is really happening is most of us are not really living the Christian life, because we're not measuring up the full amount of what God has planned for us. And that includes our serving the kingdom and the putting, you know, all of our pieces on the table so that we have the opportunity for fruit. We have opportunity to see results. But more importantly, I think we have an opportunity to have our hearts changed so that we say, you know what, God wired me this way for a reason. And so that's been one of my joys, has been to be able to see that played out in people's lives. Like I told you the story of Daryl, and, like, you know, we have lots of stories now of people who have done that. A friend of mine named Jacob Barrett, you know, he's offered himself to our missionary partners in Mexico. He connected a whole church to those missionary partners through his one trip down there and his subsequent trips. And now Jacob is going to have an ongoing relationship with those missionaries, whether he attends the church that he's going to now or not. But he's offering himself and feeling that sense of fulfillment as part of that. So it's been great.
Yeah, and God connecting those dots, because I think Jake's coming back here shortly to be a part of the ministry that we do. His family attends the church that I pastor, so I'm just so fortunate how Brent came to train our church, and then Jake will be coming back, and it'll be kind of a double entendre, the same message kind of being hammering that nail as many times as possible. I want to go back to something you said earlier, though, Brent, because I think it's really interesting. You talked about this Timothy guy in the Bible, and Paul says that there's nobody else like him. And immediately, I think about Romans chapter 16, where Paul gives the longest list of friends that he has in the Bible. I mean, he tells these different people, he says, they work hard in the Lord, I love them in the Lord, this is a good person in the Lord, this person's the mother of this person in the Lord. I mean, he talks about all these great people, but there's something about Timothy that's different.
Mm.
And by the way, I want to just cap that off, that in Romans 16, it does say this afterwards. He says, I want you to watch out for people who put, I'm going to paraphrase this. Paul says, I want you to watch out for people who put obstacles in your way, because they're not really serving Jesus, but their own appetites. They got smooth talk and flattery, but they deceive people who don't know any better. The Bible says naive people.
Hmm.
And I would love if you, first of all, define for people missions, because I think people only think missions is across the sea and a long way off. And then number two, what makes Timothy so different from this? Because I think that some people may be a Timothy, but when they look in the mirror, they don't quite see that yet because they haven't had that defined for them. So help us understand that.
Well, first of all, with missions, I agree that that's something that's been misinterpreted or misunderstood, that there is this sense that it's going to be this huge sacrifice that's, you know, causes me to have to leave everything and go somewhere else. The mission that we're on, if we go back and look at what Jesus is calling us to do, he's calling us really to share the hope that we found with other people so that they can understand that he changed our lives. And so the best way to do that is through your own life, through your own story, through your own experiences, so that you model that and they see that there's something different about this person. So missions is every aspect of your life.
I think Steve Brown is often saying, I'm just a beggar that found bread that is sharing that bread with other beggars.
I love that quote. And so with that in mind, you know, I look at the second part of what you want to understand is what's special about Timothy and why Paul, I don't think he's exaggerating when he says, I have nobody else like him in this Philippians 2 passage.
And he had a lot of people.
My dream for our ministry is to do all we can do to help connect a culture that has the same attitude that Timothy had. And I think we read about Timothy's attitude earlier in Philippians 2. I'm going to read this. This is Philippians 2 beginning in verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Then here it is. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And I think what happens here is Paul writes that, and then just a few verses later, he brings up an example of this guy Timothy, and he says, here it is lived out. And if you're like me, I've grown up, you know, in the church my whole life, I always heard about Jesus, and I would write it off and say, well, yeah, but that was Jesus. He could do that. And then I would hear about Paul. I'd say, yeah, well, he was blinded on the road. He went through this dramatic conversion. I love this third generation. We have Jesus, then we have Paul, and then we have this third generation in Timothy, and we see, you know what? There's examples of people that live this out, and when they do, they have huge ministry opportunities because they go into it with the attitude of Christ. And what they're actually doing is they're letting Christ, who dwells in them through the Holy Spirit, act and behave on their behalf. And they get to go along for the ride. And so when I meet people that get the taste of that and want more of that, I say that's what we're all about. You know, that's what the kingdom is about, is helping people experience that.
And that's what Small Worlds Connection is all about. SmallWorldsConnections.org, SmallWorldsConnections.org. So say somebody listening right now, they have certain abilities or gifts, but they never saw themselves as being a missionary, or how could my gifts of, you know, like the geologist, the biologist, the computer programmer, how can my gifts be used? Do they stop by the website? Are there lists?
There's some lists, but actually we're a little bit more interested in the conversation with the person, because I think what I've found is that most of the deep connections that we've helped people make have come through a prompting that a person has that's unique. So we need to hear their story, and we need to see, okay, now, like happened with this guy that was a biologist, Daryl. I heard his story. I heard his heart. And what God did through the Spirit, I believe, is he prompted in me the other story of my friends that were looking for something similar. Mm-hmm. So I actually, you know, we're at, you know, at this point in our ministry that we very geared toward tailoring the efforts according to what God's doing in an individual's life. And I'd like to have all of this go through the filter of what's God calling you to do. Mm-hmm. And if you can't find somebody who wants to help you do that, then let's pray on it. Let's you know, dig in and see what God's opening and act on those things, and not have a bunch of bureaucracy and a bunch of things that slow that process down, but help encourage the person by saying, we'll do everything we can. We might not be able to do it all. We're a very small organization, but we'll do what we can do to help connect you.
And there may be a missionary that's listening, or somebody that knows missionaries that know some of the needs that mission work has. It would also be advantageous for them to get a hold of you, because they might have needs, and there might be, just say, an art teacher.
Yep.
Oh, how could I be used?
Right.
Well, there might be a mission work that is having a vacation Bible studies week, and they need an artist to come in and help kids draw or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of those examples. And I think what's been, you know, really interesting to me has been the opportunity we've had to help churches connect with new missionaries, to help individuals connect with churches who are getting involved with a certain mission. And it isn't, like I said earlier, it isn't this cookie cutter approach where we stamp it out and it's always the same thing. It's been tailored. The example of the church that got involved in Mexico and with my friend Jacob, they came to me and said, hey, we want to get involved in missions more, and we want to find a place that we can send our people on mission trips. I happened to be in a conversation with Lowell and Sherry Glick, who are the missionaries in Mexico, and was able to say, hey, they just asked for people to start coming down there. Connected them. Now they're on the support of the church. They're regular missionaries. They're brought in as like family, because when they come, there's 14 people now at the church who've been down to see them in the last year and a half. And it is like a family reunion when they get together. It's a lot more like what I picture the body of Christ could be like, a lot more like a family gathering or a family, you know, sort of family reunion every time we get together.
Well, I can see we're out of time, and you used your unique skills of being a musician, an artist, writing songs, and trying to raise funds for various projects through the sales of your CD. It's all going towards these different projects. So we're going to close out with a song by Brent Ressler. He's our special guest on yesterday and today's broadcast. This is off your CD, What Gives.
Okay, this is a song called Picture of Your Love, and it revolves around the idea that he's revealing himself to us. If I'm watching, I'll see that he's showing me his love. And all the proceeds from the sales of the CD are going to our youth center in Chillicothe called the Crossword Cafe. You can check that out at crosswordcafe.net. The CDs are going to be $10, and it's a fundraiser for our youth center at the Crossword Cafe in Chillicothe. And the CDs will be on sale through our website at smallworldconnect.org, smallworldconnect.org.
Well, thanks, Brent. Thank you, Pastor Jason Schiffo, for joining me on today's edition of Mark and Friends. And, Brent, we're going to have you back to share some more of your music ministry and some of the other work that you're doing on behalf of the King, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for being available.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Brent.
The ministry is called smallworldconnections.org, smallworldconnections.org. Purchase a CD, which will help support mission work, or find out how your skill sets could be used for kingdom purposes. As mentioned at the front end of the program, right now the fifth caller at 217-367-7777 during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and at this point in the program when it re-airs in the evening, the fifth caller will get two tickets to this Thursday's presentation by the Blue Man Group at the State Farm Center at 7:30 p.m. this Thursday, September 19th. Right now, the fifth caller, 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Don't even know where you are, but somehow you show me where I am. Picture of your love, picture of your love. And I'm okay tonight, even when I don't get it just quite.